Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
92.9 Podcasts, powered by Action 24/7. Tennessee's only local legal sportsbook. Bet now at action247.com. Now, it's the Rundown, presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
So, you know, Tom Brady has a podcast with Jim Gray.
Yep.
It's called Let's Go. You like that name? Let's Go. Let's Go Pod.
Yeah.
I kind of like it. Simple, you know? LFG.
Let's Go with Tom.
LFG.
Jim Gray probably one of the biggest things he still does, right? Because he's kind of been phased out from the mainstream.
Yeah, he had his day, though. I mean,
oh, it was a fantastic day it was, too.
He still does boxing. He still does the
top in boxing?
Yeah. Who's better than him?
Who does he do it for, though?
Isn't it Showtime?
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think he does all the interviews still.
Yeah.
You know? But he does a podcast with Tom Brady, and Tom Brady, you know, I don't know if he was listening to you yesterday or what, but he kind of he gave credibility to the idea
he was listening to me
that he could walk away. He said, if this is it, he could walk away, quote, proud and satisfied, even though the Bucks lost 30-27 in the divisional round of the playoffs, snapping a 9-game winning streak by Tom Brady in the divisional round. He says, quote, I think as I've gotten older, I think the best part is football is extremely important in my life, and it means a lot to me, and I care a lot about what we're trying to accomplish as a team, and I care a lot about my teammates. The biggest difference now that I'm older is I have kids now too, you know, and I care about them a lot as well. They've been my biggest supporters. My wife is my biggest supporter. It pains her to see me get hit out there, and she deserves what she needs from me as a husband, and my kids deserve what they need from me as a dad. I'm going to spend some time with them and give them what they need because they've been really giving me what I need the last 6 months to do what I love to do. I said this a few years ago. It's what relationships are all about. It's not always what I want. It's what we want as a family. And I'm going to spend a lot of time with them and figure out in the future what's next.
Also, it's not always what I want.
Yeah. Also, the roster ain't coming back, so that might have to be part of my decision-making too.
Well, I think,
when has it not been what Tom wants, though?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's...
That's what I would ask you.
I think there's probably two heads to this. I think there's a lot of big decisions that the Bucks front office is going to have to make. Chris Godwin is one of them. He's coming off an ACL injury. He's one of Tom Brady's... He is Tom Brady's favorite target in 2022.
I mean, it's him. You got Gronk, too.
Right.
Whether you're going to bring him to pay him again.
I think this is genuine, but I also think there's always a greater purpose here, which is to continue to try to squeeze the front office and make sure that my guys get paid. Make sure we get this done. Do not let Chris Godwin and Gronk walk because I will retire.
Is it going to be the same Chris Godwin, though?
That's a fair question.
Because people are comparing that to Bud Dupree, who you got a three-sack season from.
You know, Tom Brady probably feels like he'll be fine, so he wants him back. He already lost Antonio Brown. And, look, they struggled, you know, when Chris Godwin went down. I mean, they were a different team.
Check that offensive line.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
That's cool.
It's interesting to me because I would have thought.
He got hit too. He bled, didn't
he?
And Dominican got him.
He did bleed. I would have thought, quite honestly, that it would light a fire under Tom's ass. Like, oh, I'm not going out in the divisional. Like, this ain't going to be the last thing you see from me that is going to motivate him more. I think in past years it would have. But I do start to wonder, like, he knows he's the GOAT. He knows nobody's going to ever catch him in championships in the NFL. I mean, maybe someday, I don't know, but it seems unlikely.
Who's going to touch seven?
Seems unlikely. So he's probably coming at it from, you know, what else do I have to prove? I've done everything you could ever hope to do in a career. I just put up numbers that were the best in my career. I'm amazing. I don't need y'all. I'm out. I'm going to go spend time with my family.
That's my whole thing is how many times are you going to keep bringing them up and then running over them by running back out there?
Well,
your love for them and
it's not like
how important it is to you and it's always your way and then go back out there and do it to them again when they want daddy home. I mean, that's essentially what he's been saying for a while now.
It's not like he's going to keep there working for free, bro. I mean, he's getting paid lots of money to play. And that
I cannot believe that you just brought money into this conversation.
But
Giselle got all the money.
You can never have
his dollar
money.
Don't
it's
mean
impossible.
A dang thing.
It is
to
impossible
them kids.
To have enough money.
They've made
no. Don't
think
that it is impossible to have enough money.
The last concern is money for him. Giselle got all the money. Makes more money than he has.
But
it's unbelievable how much money they got. Money not a concern.
It's not a concern, but you can never have enough.
No, but at some point, time with your family is, and you inevitably are losing some of that when he can be around them at all times, John. He can be dropped them off at school and everything else. There's no question about it. And you lose that. That's what you can't get back with money, is that time. All of a sudden, you look up and them kids are grown.
I agree.
And you've missed that.
I agree that there is.
And you've probably been saying it to yourself for a while.
Time is the most.
My man said, make some more money. Tom Brady would have made all the money in the world.
No,
what are we talking
about? Like,
if you're
making pros and cons, that is a pro. There, he can make
to put some
tens
more money in the bank account that
yes.
they can live on right now. Don't
yes.
need another dime in that
no, they
thing.
They don't need it, but you can
that's
never
not,
have enough.
Money has never been. I can't imagine that it is a driver for him anytime here recently. That's why he's always willing to take the damn pay cut to keep the team together.
Right.
Because money is not the concern for him.
Right.
Being the highest paid quarterback, not the concern.
But you would agree.
Because Giselle bringing in, she's like the best find ever. The best you get a wife that's making more than you are.
But you would agree, though, that if he's out here playing for, you know, $20 million or whatever it is, that's a pro.
Bro, Giselle, do one model hit and put $20 million, dump it in the bank. She is paid, P-A-I-D. You need to look her up. She's the breadwinner.
All I'm saying is that it's not like he's volunteering, bro.
I bet he can make that 23 doing something else.
Oh man, he can get
and
it
a lot less work.
He's already, you see it in Subway ads and everything else. You've
Hell
seen him
yeah.
get more
he,
active
he
in the commercials. We talked about that on the show.
And it,
he's more
Hertz.
Visible.
Did he do the Hertz?
There's
one
a Hertz one.
Yeah,
yeah, Hertz
yeah.
one. Been way more visible on that,
and a lot less time.
So that's what he's doing. It's the trade off, and you're already seeing it, how he's picking it up. Yeah, maybe you're right, John. He's worried about doing his part. You don't want to come to Giselle and you got a $500 check.
Right.
Right, from the commercial you did.
I don't think Tom Brady has ever had a $500 check.
Yeah.
That's the point.
In his whole life.
That's what it's going to look like
yeah.
compared to her money.
Well, yeah.
You need to look her. What's her net value?
Bro, she getting gigs like
on
that
your
still,
net
though,
worth.
Bro? She getting
She's
gigs.
Got, like, lines
it's,
of stuff.
It's amazing, John, yeah, how much this woman
I'm not
is
in that
paid.
World. I don't know. I'm not in that. I don't live in that world.
She
so
has
I don't
been
know.
The earner for a long time. That's why he's always willing to take the pay.
Her net worth is $400 million, and her salary is 40, and part of that is lines of different products and some residuals.
Now, you just told me Arnold's at 400. This is Giselle
yeah.
sitting on 400 herself.
Now, 21, it was 30.
Now, yeah, combined, they have a net worth of $630 million.
Yeah.
So that's a,
and she's 400 of it.
And he's 250, but you know, he's gonna, that's going up, though, with all these Subway spots.
Yeah,
but John, like, but I got to play another season. We got to eat.
Well,
my kids got to eat. I got to go back
well,
out there
I mean,
and go
like,
take some more hits
because you
from
have
Ndamukong Suh.
I know,
crazy
bro, but
about
you still
money.
Have a lifestyle that you have to maintain, bro, you know? And every
it's
little
maintained,
bit counts.
Bro.
Every little bit counts.
He could come in here and make your salary. They're going to be just fine, all right? Come in here and talk all day on the radio. Be a happy man. It ain't gonna matter.
Yeah.
They're fine. They're set, John. You don't have to worry about them. What's weird is how that story points out, and I guess it's just open common knowledge, how his older son still lives with his former wife. Moynihan, I believe is her name.
Yeah. Why is that interesting? You know, maybe he likes mom better.
Well, I just, you're awfully into my family. When that part is in the ESPN
yeah.
story that one kid's still living with the former wife
well, I mean,
and two
the
of them live
goes.
With
I mean,
yours.
Well, you've been in the public eye
now,
for 20
but,
years.
But I haven't watched Man in the Arena to see if that's even – it must be out there in common knowledge. I was
yeah.
just surprised to read that part in a story about whether Tom is coming back, that the oldest son still lives with his mother, Moynihan.
Tom, I will say this. And the older that I've gotten, the more I've realized it, right? Because I do think it requires
yep.
getting older and maturing and things like that. Time is man's most valuable currency. It is. Because you can't.
Now you're talking my language. You're coming to this side of the table.
You can't recreate it.
You no know? Matter how much money you got.
You can't get it back.
You will literally lose those summers with your kids. You lose whatever it is, or what driving them to school, whatever it is.
Yeah,
amen.
It won't be summers, I guess. Technically, he's got some of that with them.
But look, I mean, what are we going to say if Tom Brady comes back? All this stuff we were talking about is stupid and pointless.
What I say is, how many times you going to keep talking about family? Like I said, and then keep running them over and running back out there.
I think there's also something to be said for the competitive nature that you have, that fire burning that you want to continue to, you know, satiate that.
But my whole thing is, you can't keep saying it can't just be about my decisions. At some point, it's got to be about theirs, right? And then keep making the decision to go back out, right? At some point, you're making that statement to say you're doing it for them.
Tom Brady will be back, 100%. Tom Brady is not retiring.
You're looking at the numbers, and I can understand why you're saying that, but
he's not retiring. He's going to want, you know, it's going to be a deal where this is his last year, right? He says he doesn't want that, but who doesn't want that? If Big Ben can get it, Tom Brady certainly deserves it, you know? It would feel far too abrupt. He's playing too well. You know, I do think they're going to find a way to get most of those guys back. You know, and he probably feels, look, it's Jimmy G in the NFC Championship game, bro. Like, what are you afraid of? What are you scared of? Nothing. He's going to come back. I would be mortally stunned if Tom Brady does not play at least one more season. I mean, because didn't we assume he would play, you know, going back a month, 2 months? We didn't think this would be it for Tom Brady. We weren't talking about that. Oh, this is the last run, last ride, you know? I just feel like he's going to want to play again. I just, you know, it's easy to say that now when you're sort of decompressing and you're just kind of, you know, you're deflated and you're coming off an L. I think it's easy to say and question your future. But eventually, once that builds back up, bro, he's going to want to get back in camp with these dudes. He's going to want to put that helmet back on. He's going to want to go out there and feel the thrill of victory and getting back to, you know, deep run. That's going to happen. That's who he is. That's how he identifies.
Okay.
Are you predicting a retirement?
You can't keep putting up your family up like this, talking about them, and then keep running back. You're 44 years
That's
old.
That's why what Aaron Rodgers does is
One of
smart.
The kids is 14.
Aaron
you know,
Rodgers.
One of the kids is getting up to an age that there ain't going to be that time anymore.
But you know.
Because that kid is going to be so old that it's not even about being around parents anymore or that special time. You know what I'm saying? By then, kids are ready for their independence.
Well, you see
move
what
on.
Happens when Tom that, gets time what, with his kids. He kisses them on the mouth.
I know that still bothers you.
You know? So I think that's something that you have to keep in mind as well.
No, I don't know that it should even been brought up in the conversation.
But I will also say this. Don't you? We can think of athletes in the past who have struggled with post-retirement life, you know, who can't replace that feeling or that sense, that struggle with it. I'm not saying Tom will, but.
No, Peyton and Eli seem to be doing just fine. And he just had fun with them on the Manning cast.
Right.
Probably decide, you know, I can be just like that.
Yeah,
doing. I'm still out in the public, still relevant.
Tom Brady
still talking football.
Need to play football anymore. He doesn't need it, but I think he wants to, and I think he will.
But will the deck be stacked like it was with Tampa Bay last year, and like they're probably not going to be able to do it again? See, that's going to be part of it. And the deck was always that was part of him taking the pay cut. He always wanted that deck stacked with the Patriots.
I think it will largely.
And that's why you
on,
leave because the deck you know, was no longer stacked with the Patriots.
It's probably
won't be the same Tampa Bay team. That should be a part of it too.
Defense might change too, right?
That'll be a part of it too. It won't just be about hit the glory and all that stuff and running it back because I was so good this year.
Yeah.
There's a lot more into it. I just think there's this one, a lot of smoke on this one. I think there might be some fire.
Yeah, maybe so. I
got about a month, I guess.
Believe that he will be back in 2022, and maybe it'll be his last one. Maybe it'll be his last – it'll be 45. I mean, you can't expect the guy to play into his 50s. I mean, that's absurd. The fact that he's still going is still crazy to me.
Just like the Cosby Show and Malcolm Jamal Warner, it all has to come to an end at some point, right?
Let's not compare
Can't go
the
on
two.
Forever.
Let's not compare the two. I mean, the significance of one is not even close to the other.
I got one. Looks like my Bears might be doing
it. Next story.
This just popped up. Looks like we might be getting a GM before we get a coach.
Oh, wow.
Chicago Bears, according to Adam Schefter, finalizing a deal to hire Chiefs Assistant Director of Player Personnel Ryan Poles as their next general manager. Core league sources. According to Field Yates of ESPN, this isn't a good hire by the Bears.
The Chicago Bears.
This is an incredible hire by the Bears, he says. I'll take that from Field Yates. This franchise is in great hands with Ryan Poles leading the way going forward. Again, this would be a GM spot. John and I were just talking the three finalists, it appears, for the Bears coaching position.
Poles
looks
assassin.
Looks like they've already – no, don't even go there. Looks
Careful.
Like they've already got their GM guy. Would make a lot of sense. I mean, you look at that Kansas City roster. It's up and down it, baby. Yeah, they've done a good job there.
They have done a really good job.
That has not been an issue.
I mean, Kelce, I don't know how long he's been there. How long has he been there?
Poles, I have no idea. I'm just looking at the tweets right now. I don't know. I haven't done my homework on Poles yet. That said, we did take a former KC guy in Matt Nagy. That did not work out very well at all.
I'd say it worked out great, man.
And isn't the what's the GM what's it, Veach or something like that for KC? Young guy. Yes. He's the one that's gotten all the real credit for what's going on there. So I don't know how much of it you can give to Ryan Poles. I do like that Field Yates likes him. But this is a late breaking story. The Bears apparently have zeroed in on their next GM, former Chiefs executive director of player personnel, Ryan Poles. It's huge for us.
Yeah. I mean, you think about...
I mean, I was about to talk about the Utah Jazz. You think I ain't going to talk about the Bears getting the Chiefs?
He's 36, so he can't have been in a decision-making position with Kansas City for too long.
That's what I'm saying. That's why for Field to go that far out, like, he isn't responsible for putting this roster together single-handedly. Their GM is fantastic, so... You know, what can you know, you know, right now about Ryan Poles in terms of will he succeed or not?
Okay,
Ryan Pace was highly thought of as that assistant down in New Orleans at the time the Bears got him years ago, their former GM now after firing him. He was a hot, everybody liked him then. What did it do? Didn't work out at all. So there's no guarantee, but I like the organization he's coming from.
Yeah, so he was a scout before he was the assistant director of player personnel in 2018. So, I mean, I'm sure as a scout, he probably, you know, some of this talent on this roster for Kansas City, he identified. So because that's what you need. I mean, you guys are, there's a real dearth of talent on that team, you know, so you got to go find it. I mean, that's his job.
We just had like a top 10 defense. Like, we got some talent.
Yeah, but a lot of those guys are about to be moving on.
And there's a good chance you've got the face of your franchise in Justin Fields, right?
Well,
Montgomery's a good running back. Like, what are you talking about? There's plenty to like the Bears situation.
Y'all don't have no kinds of weapons offensively to catch the ball. None.
Well, we got to let Allen Robinson fly.
Yeah.
Like, we can't pay him again.
I mean, you trying to sell me on Darnell Mooney as the one?
He's a great number two, fool. Right. Ain't nobody trying to sell him to you as a one.
So you got to go get an offensive line.
We'll
go draft a one.
Well, at some point, probably in the second or third round.
The Khalil Mack era is about to end unceremoniously.
Yeah, so is quietly Akeem Hicks' era might end. And he's been a bigger difference maker.
Y'all are rebuild, bro. I mean, that's something you got to come to grips with.
But I think we still got Robert Quinn. Those guys, I think he's still under contract. He just had a career year in sacks and everything else. So there's still a lot to like about the Bears. But, again, I know the Bears are not what we talk most about here, though. But breaking news, though, they do appear to have their next GM. Would you like me to do the next story or no?
No, I got one, actually.
Next story.
Barry Bonds is up for Hall of Fame nomination. This
is going to happen today, right?
Yeah.
The announcement.
And it feels like there is chance whatsoever.
It's ridiculous.
That he is going to be let in. Now, you know, baseball, it's always a hot topic, right? Because the process and the writers and a lot of them are pretty open about – it's not about what you did. It's not about your production. It's about who you are as a person, right? And how we feel about you on a personal level. You know, Barry Bonds, if you just look at the raw numbers, I mean, there's no doubt he should be in the Hall of Fame. Like, this shouldn't even be a conversation. But we know, you know, everything that comes with baseball and PEDs and everything like that. If you had a vote, Barry Bonds in?
Heck yeah, he's in there.
You love Barry.
Let them all in. Sammy, all of them. McGuire,
everything.
They carried baseball at that time.
Do you think
time.
There should be a
– It's ridiculous.
What they should do is –
Clemens, Schilling, yes. All of them. Let them all in. Open the doors. It's stupid.
You just put them in like the steroid wing. You know what I'm saying? You just have a separate part of the Hall of Fame.
Well, all y'all and make sure that they got steroids all over their names. Well, like that didn't help baseball. Like, it wasn't the era. Well, everybody was on them from pitchers to hitters.
I think that's the thing you have to keep in mind because...
And baseball turned a blind eye to it. And yet you want to hold it against these guys. Baseball turned a blind eye to it. Why? Because these guys came out bopping. It was good for baseball. It's just so hypocritical. It's ridiculous. And most of this is just snobby baseball writers that said, you're not a good person.
Yes.
It's so much of this. But Barry Bonds clearly changed the game. You know how much pride was taken by Pittsburgh fans, San Francisco fans, all the hits and home runs and wins he got them. Like, that stuff, that's not, that didn't just get set to the side because he was doing something everybody in baseball was doing.
Well, like, if you
like, he was baseball for a while.
If you weren't doing steroids, you were an idiot. I mean, you're stupid. If you weren't doing steroids.
It was the era.
In that era, you were probably not going to make it. You were not going to be on a roster. I'm not saying everybody was. You think everybody, like, you think, what do you think the percentage was of people that were on?
Oh, I wouldn't want to put a number on it, but it was up there. I mean,
you think 80%?
I don't know if it's 80. Is it more than half? Man, I don't know. I might be stretching it there, but it felt just a lot of guys, obviously. And this was a time where you looked around the locker room and everybody was doing it. That was the point. And baseball had turned it turned away from it. It wasn't policing it. Seriously.
762 home runs, 7 MVP awards. Walked more than any player in history.
It's a ridiculous
single thing. Season home run record with 73. Obviously did, you know, PED use. But yeah, I mean that's crazy. I mean PEDs are not. Don't you still have to hit the damn ball?
Yes.
Right? I mean let's jack you up with trend.
You still got to take those pitches. Like you still got to have a great eye. Was he most walked guy, you said? I mean that was the thing about Bonds. He could see it before it came out of that pitcher's hand.
Here's a good experiment.
What it was going to be. Like that wasn't steroids.
We'll load you up with some trend.
It's a smart.
See how many home runs you hit. You know what I'm saying? It's not just like, "Oh, give anybody some steroids and they're going to go out there and hit home runs." You still got to go out there and do it. And that dude did it 73 times in a season. That's crazy.
It was almost like Barry reinvented himself too, cuz the guy in Pittsburgh was different. I mean, from his body was different. Like he could do it all, 5-tool guy, outfield, you'd see him run around chasing everything down, whereas with San Francisco he just became that big bopper. Like, that was his thing, just straight home runs, it felt like. Because, his beat got so dang big.
Yeah.
But he reinvented himself, became the best bopper in the league.
I mean, to put it in perspective, we talk all the time about Ohtani last year, right, and how great he is. He's amazing. He's the face of the major league.
Because he does both.
As far as I'm concerned. But he had 46. He's almost 30 behind.
Yeah, but that's the thing, it's still because he's a pitcher. Like the fact that he's got that.
Fine, the leader.
Yes, we get the point you're making, but that's the difference.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, Vlad Jr. had 48.
Shohei's.
He's tied with the guy from Kansas City with 48. That was the best in the majors this year, 48. Barry Bonds had 73. Again, steroids. But is it a 30 homer difference?
Let him in. Because by fan vote, and Brad, you probably know more about the Baseball Hall of Fame voting process. But on that one, like fan votes, you're good. It's when the writers part, sort of like the All-Star NBA, but when they part, that part gets it, that brings his percentage down and ends up killing him.
Those old writers they're bitches about
this,
man. They are dug in, and it's like, man, y'all, are you perfect?
Like you're not even America's sport anymore. Like,
yeah.
like stop.
I do think.
Like you're the gatekeepers.
I think you do asterisk it, though, and I'm probably in a minority on that, right? Like you put him in, but then you go, you know, from his career with the Giants, he obviously performance enhancing, you know, you might put I'm fine with that.
I would just make an entire
Brad's a baseball purist. I can hear him.
I'm not so weird about it that I don't. A couple things you said are absolutely true, Jason, which is I was on the bandwagon when Sosa and McGuire were doing the battle, and like you blind yourself to it, like the guy gained 50 pounds. What the hell's wrong, Popeye?
You don't think Pujie ever did PEDs?
Pujie, probably. I mean, a lot.
The whole league
and that's the other thing. A lot of these dudes didn't get popped.
Who was that guy in Baltimore that one year? White dude, leadoff hitter. It seemed like for a year.
Yeah.
Hit
was that Anderson?
Brady Anderson. Is
Anderson,
that his name?
Like, yeah.
It was just everybody was on. Yeah. That was the point. Is like everybody was doing it.
Yeah.
You know.
No, there's no
too.
Doubt about it. Again, the pitchers trying to heal.
It started as a recovery thing. It was to get back. And all of a sudden, it was like, man, I'm not just recovering.
You're at a competitive.
Like I'm having a career year.
Yeah. You're at a
and it just exploded.
Disadvantage.
I mean, A-Rod.
If you're not using
what are we talking about?
No, I'm with you on this.
It's like the COVID vaccine. You know, if you're in college basketball, you're at a competitive disadvantage.
And I guess, Brad, I would say to this, that'll be a lot of asterisks then.
Yeah.
If you go all the way through in terms of all guys' names and careers.
And I guess that's – and I'm not
perfect.
That's
a lot of them.
I'm not perfect.
McGuire.
John, I realize what you're saying about you were a moron to not do it, but I guarantee you there is some purist that's a Brad Carson in there that goes, dadgummit, like I'm gonna be – what I am, and so be it. I mean, they're going to be those dudes.
I'm just saying, if it was your career, right, and you're in a baseball locker room, and
I feel you,
and you're looking around, and you see all these juiced up numbers, right, all these inflated numbers.
Yep.
I mean, you're going to feel incredible amounts of pressure,
especially at that time if you were injured, and this thing helps
100%.
With quick recovery.
Yeah.
It all depends on what kind of person you are. Like, there are a few, and I'm not saying there are a lot, but there are a few that go, you know, I'm just not going to do it.
Well, I mean,
that's like how I talk to my kid. I'm not saying my kid's perfect either, but I do tell him those things.
I don't think it makes you a bad person if you use steroids. You know, I mean, I just don't think it makes
that's
you a
bad. Different conversation.
You're trying to get an edge, which is it cheating? But is it cheating if everybody's doing it? You know?
Not everybody was doing it, though.
A good number. I mean, the best.
Like, we're keeping the Pete Rose out for gambling. Put his ass in, and I don't need an asterisk. I'm fine with gambling. I know that sounds strange.
Was there a home run hitter?
I think he's paid the price. Ah. So that's why I'm ready on Pete to let him in.
Right.
I just think he's paid the price. Now, gamble on your own game, you know.
Yeah, but he always gambled on himself.
But he has already paid the price.
And that's like the definition of betting on yourself, man.
Yeah, you literally know? Did.
Like, that's what it's about. That's what it's all about. Bet on yourself. Anyway,
I didn't mean to bring Pete into this. It's a tough conversation to have. I'm not so weird that but put him in.
It'd be easier if you didn't have so many snooty writers, though.
No, I do think this is what is holding baseball back to me. It's like you have these people that determine so much. It's like, why not just celebrate your stars? Why not celebrate your best? And look, everything comes with a qualifier, caveat. Sure. That's life. That life is complicated, but. Like baseball's biggest stars don't get celebrated because writers just decide. Yeah,
what's gone down since that era?
I don't like this person.
The popularity,
the ratings. Yeah,
yeah, it's way down. Well, and I think that's a big problem. Like they're going to put robo umpires in AAA or coming up this year. I heard like behind the plate to do the strike zone. Like they never do the cool things that they're working towards. You know, like whether it's the mic in the outfield or trying to hype this thing up or speed up the games. It's a boring sport to a lot of folks. Probably to you.
I'm trying to save it, Brad. I'm trying to save it.
You're on a crusade, John.
I got it back. I started watching over the summer. I enjoyed it. Had a lot of fun watching it.
Like, it's all I grew up with.
But, I don't know if baseball loves me back.
Well, you grew up in a hoops town. Like, if you grew up in St. Louis, it's different.
I just want baseball to celebrate their best players, and, Barry Bonds. I mean, that dude's an icon. Yeah, you can have your opinion about him.
But I think you got the right take here, John. Let him in.
But
he's not going to get in. That's the news.
There are some celebrities that do it and they're dicks about it and they do it the wrong way when they admit they do it, like Palmeiro. Like, I can't, and I'm a Mississippi State guy. I think Palmeiro's a complete dick. Like, he went on look at me, like, we're looking at you, bro. Like you needed a little help. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't be so indignant about it after you and then deny it. Same thing with Clemens. Clemens did the same crap.
Yep.
I think what when McGuire admitted it, and it wasn't perfect either on the dismount, but like he came out and said, yeah, I did it, and then he's coaching for the Dodgers. And I think there's something to the way you I don't mean to use the word dismount, but you know what I'm saying? Like the way we hear these dudes also factors into how we judge them, it seems like.
Yep. Well, if you're holding your breath waiting for Barry Bonds to get in, that's not going to happen. But we agree he should.
Next story.
Touched on this, that the Grizzlies were able to extend their lead over the Utah Jazz on that third to fourth spot in the Western Conference standings by half a game because Phoenix knocked off the Jazz 115-109. Talked a little bit too about with Jessica Benson about how shorthanded the Jazz were. Didn't have Donovan Mitchell, got concussion protocol, Gobert, left calf strain, Bogdanovich, left finger fracture, Ingles was out, Conley was out, right knee injury maintenance, and Royce O'Neal was out. So they were basically a shell of them former. So the starting lineup was Daniel House Jr., who was at Houston. Remember him, John?
Yes.
Go against
those
Pacers teams. Rudy Gay, Hassan Whiteside, Jordan Clarkson, and Trent Forrest. Okay, that was their starting lineup last night. Actually, they played pretty well and had the lead there, I think, going into the fourth quarter, coming out of the third. But I say all that not to say, feel sorry for Utah, because the Grizzlies have certainly lost a ton of dudes all season long, have gone through their own struggles, and have fared better through it based on what Utah's done, lost 8 of its last 10. But in that game, Rudy Gay became one of the top 100 scorers in NBA/ABA history with a free throw in the fourth quarter. Considered 35 years old, has 17,193 career points.
Yeah.
He passed Chris Webber for spot number 100. He has more career points, I loved this list, than Joe Dumars, James Worthy, Grant Hill, injury short for Grant Hill. We get that. Bob Cousy and Jerry Stackhouse. Gay has never made an all-star team, we know. Was the 8th pick in the 2006 draft and has averaged, this was higher than I thought it would be, 16.5 points per game in his career. I guess I thought it would have come down a little bit based on him being a role player here last few seasons, including more than 20 in 3 seasons. I just felt like a little bit of the tip of the cap
nostalgia
was
there.
In order there for Rudy Gay getting to number 100, 35 years old. Had a pretty darn good career.
No! No!
Is that Toronto?
Toronto.
Yeah.
The legend of Rudy Gay.
Has had a heck of a career and now moves past Chris Webber and a great many others in terms of career. He'll never be an all-star. That won't happen. Those days are behind us.
Not this guy. They not will, this guy. Remember that?
There are still people, you know, who want him back here in Memphis and have never quite gotten over that.
Oh, I'm over it.
Who would want him back? But who wants him back?
Maybe not back, but, you know, yeah, haven't gotten over him walking away or the trade or whatever.
He wasn't filling the role, and we had to move on. John. Yeah.
He was always just like a good player here, you know, never great.
He didn't hit his potential here, what I think was a lot of fans. He was billed as a superstar, and he never got there, right?
I mean,
points than James Worthy, who you would say was great.
Right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's exactly.
And he scored more points.
But the league is different.
Yeah.
Different times.
Worthy won titles. That was a big part of it.
I mean, like, Rudy Gay's a shot jacker, bro.
A little bit of a shot jacker. I would agree with that.
I mean, he shoots the ball all the time, you know, and he plays in the tempo is faster, pace is faster. It's just a different league.
Don't forget, too, that he sold Tubby Smith his home.
He's kind of like a poor man's Jeff Green.
Remember that old house over there? He sold that to Tubby.
Yeah. He's better than Jeff Green.
Yeah, he's just a slight better than Jeff Green, though. More consistent than Jeff Green. But I put them in the same category. In terms of the 6'9 athlete who's a wing, who just kind of lances around and is a shot jacker, I think that's the comp why I say that.
They're both like, you know, basically they're kind of just floating out there sometimes.
Good-looking athletes whose shots are, you know.
So you don't even have a tip of the cap for Rudy Gay?
Sure.
Like no love for the dude.
He's a good dude.
Remember when he had the exhibition game down in, what was that, South Haven?
But you don't think there's a reason why a dude is never, like you talk about all these guys that the Lakers, you know, or these contenders want to go get. You don't think there's a reason Rudy Gay's never been on that list, bro?
Yeah.
Dude's never been in that conversation. It's always been other people, you know.
I mean, he's with Utah.
They ain't no contenders. No contenders, man.
Utah is definitely a contender when healthy. We literally just established that today with Jessica Benson. You've been on. They are a contender, though. They are absolutely a contender. He's on one now. Probably the best shot he's ever had. Now, will they win it? No. But it's a contender situation.
It ain't a contender.
Rudy, one side of the table is tipping the cap to you, man. Good career on you. 35 years old, still playing.
Good career.
Come back from major injury.
Yeah,
scored more
back.
Points than James Worthy. Never going to be an all-star, but some of us still tipping the
never
cap.
Never made a first, second, third team, none of that. Will you take
16.5 points per game for an entire career?
I mean, it's a good career. He was a good scorer.
Made a ton of money.
That's about it, man. I mean, 16 – you know, who did I try to do this for? Was it Powell?
Yeah.
Powell? No, it was J.J. Redick. It was J.J. Redick. Now, compare their numbers.
Oh, careful.
I don't think J.J. Redick is number 100 in scoring, John.
As a shooter.
Let's see. What did he average?
By the way, when they did the Ed Davis, Tayshaun Prince, the Austin Day trade, and the 13 pick for the second round, like, people celebrated the hell out of that one. It was into 2012.
J.J. averaged 13 for his career, so only a few points.
Get J.J. off my table.
Only a few points off of
the bringing up that dude's name. Shooter only. What else he doing to affect the game?
He averaged 13. Rudy Gay averaged 17. I mean, we talking about a point differential.
Three seasons of over 20.
Wow.
Well, he was the guy. He was the first option in those seasons.
That's right. And your guy was a role player.
Rudy Gay's never won anything.
Terrible comparison.
Isn't he Olympian? He's a gold medalist, isn't he?
Into this conversation. I think, did Rudy play on a FIFA team or
Let
something?
Let me look that up.
Went down to South America.
He won, if not an Olympic gold medalist, FIBA.
FIBA.
That don't count.
FIBA Olympic, yeah, FIBA
Man,
medalist. Gold medal. Oh, careful now.
There's a difference between FIBA and Olympic.
Dude, did they even invite JJ to the tryout?
I think JJ
at least Rudy got there.
Nope.
JJ Redick was probably, if he wasn't, he should have been, because you got to have shooting.
What J.J. has is a bunch of playoff trips. That's what he's got. Now, no longer, because now he's on ESPN. Rudy's still playing.
Yeah.
Good college player, too.
Oh, yeah. What was J.J.'s rookie year?
He was like the fourth.
06, 07. He outlasted the man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he has. He's got a long career. A long, pretty good career. You know, made a lot of money in his life. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being Rudy Gay.
Hosted a radio show on 92.9.
I'm just saying, like, you know, what are we holding this guy up as? I mean,
not J.J. Redick, better.
Dude, how many times has he been to the playoffs in his career? Five times, maybe? Played for 18 years, been to the playoff five times?
Again, he's with Utah. He's going to make it.
I mean, he's going to make the playoffs. He will make the playoffs. About you, right about that.
Still starting for the Jazz last night. They lose. Grizzlies extend their lead to 1.5. Rudy Gay moves into the top 100 all time in the NBA. John doesn't care.
Sorry.
Now, you did to me exactly what I did to J.J. Redick, so I just feel like that was payback. You're definitely disrespecting Rudy Gay right now, though, but I get
Rudy
it because you literally did this for J.J. Redick, and I didn't understand what the hell it was. He did. This was a couple of weeks ago.
I remember
now.
That dissertation on J.J. Redick.
You're giving it back to me, so I get it. I get where you're coming from. We're Rudy, you're really just collateral damage here. This was, if whoever I talked about was going to get blasted.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, you bring up this non-playoff
any NBA sort of role player.
I mean,
any sort of role player in the league that I like was about to get blasted based on what I me besmirching J.J. Redick.
Now, Rudy Gay is a fine player, just
absolutely
never
solid
won
NBA
anything
player.
And was never a meaningful piece to any kind of a decent team. It's just the truth.
Tayshaun had a better role when they got rid of Rudy that year for that playoff run. I mean, they used Tayshaun very strategically.
They wouldn't have gotten to the Western Conference Finals with Rudy Gay.
There's no core
I kind of feel
four.
That
there's
way.
There's no core four if Rudy Gay is the guy.
Right.
You don't get to that era.
Yeah, dude was like.
You don't do that.
I mean, that's like, it's hard to give flowers to a dude that you know you had to get rid of to be good. It's hard to give that guy flowers.
Oh, he's part of the Memphis Foundation.
Man, hell no.
The foundation here in Memphis?
Rudy Gay?
Him and Powell ain't
Rudy
part of
Gay?
That? Shane Battier ain't part
Rudy,
of that?
Rudy Gay is not at all
because
beloved
of the,
in this place.
Because of the pick, he's part of it. You ain't going to build no statues.
Man.
He's part of the foundation, though. In terms of the fabric here,
he is not part
since Vancouver.
Shane Battier,
you don't
more
even bring him up.
Rudy Gay,
sure he's more that's beloved. True. He didn't score more points though.
No, I know, but that says a lot. That says a lot about Rudy Gay. That man was a better player than Shane Battier. Yet Shane is far more beloved.
Rudy had to walk so core four could. Could run and fly. What are you talking about?
Wow, like that was something, Jason.
You had to do
holy
that.
Holy mess.
That's his legacy. He was the sacrificial lamb.
He was.
He's like Jesus?
You had to get him beforehand, John.
Jesus walks.
Yeah. So he's basically he's a god.
I just think the lack of respect here for Rudy Gay. Man,
I mean, bro, his whole
it's kind of alarming.
I think of Rudy Gay damn near as much as a king than I do the Grizz.
I'm literally the dude in Rudy just waving. I'm rock. I'm saying yes. Nobody's sitting here saying Bill retire his damn number. Okay, I'm just saying I'm waving at him. I'm tipping my cap and saying way to make the top 100, Rudy.
And I'm the guy
that's
that stands,
all I'm doing.
And I'm the guy that's saying win something. You know what I'm saying? Go win something. Yeah. You want flowers? Go make a playoff.
Unbelievable.
You know, be a meaningful piece on a playoff team, bro.
Oh, man.
He's trying.
Yeah. He's not a meaningful piece.
That's funny, man.
He's starting for Utah.
He's like
he's part of the rotation.
When everybody's
Rudy
hurt.
Gay!
When Royce O'Neal is out.
No!
This is his career highlight.
No, not this guy! Not this guy! No!
Made one game winner his whole life.
Nobody ever screamed worried about J.J. Redick like that.
Well, oh, yes, we did in Memphis. The Grizzlies did every time that dude was trying to
Rudy
throw the Clippers.
Rudy Gay, man.
Hell, yeah.
0.8
seconds
left.
That's what I'm saying, man.
J.J. wasn't getting the shot.
Rudy Gay, I do thank Rudy for his service here.
Well, more points than James Wortham.
Because, you know, he was able to get us a return that included Tayshaun Prince, who is now in the front office.
It's true.
And continuing to do amazing things as part of that front office. And also,
his picks are amazing.
On the court, you know, they got to a Western Conference final, which they could not have done. It is true.
This is kind of true.
The pinnacle of this franchise would not have been possible with Rudy Gay on the team. That's a big thing. That's a hell of a thing. And it's true.
He's the 8th pick in the draft. Okay. Remember that.
Is he retiring?
Because this franchise
wants a retirement. I
got one for
this
you.
This franchise once had a bad draft.
All right, so he was 8th. Zaire Williams, he was the 10th pick, just two behind Mr. Gay.
He is going to
who will have a better career, Zaire Williams or Rudy Gay?
Well, it'll
I mean,
be
Rudy. You got to roll with Rudy. He's top 100 right
role
now.
Is not going to be.
I will say,
as pronounced.
I like what I've seen from that kid.
He's
lately,
made some
though.
Shots. He got some confidence, you know. But
his shot making ability has come. What they saw, I've seen it.
Yeah, I can when see it. Now, too. I was wrong on Zaire Williams.
I don't know if we're ready to go.
It's not time for that.
Right
yet.
Or wrong yet.
We don't get. I don't get to apologize yet for my Rudy. For my Zaire Williams take.
No, we don't. It's
a little bit too early.
I think I kind of
want to
apologize. I didn't see him even as a piece on this year's team at all. Zero.
If it's that heavy, get it off your chest.
But I'm saying,
I'm sorry to Zaire Williams. I messed it up.
6 points a game, man.
Doesn't it feel a little early?
I just don't.
Is it too early?
Yes.
You can like what you see, but not have to make the declaration. Yes. Like what you've seen of late.
Yeah.
But not have to make the declaration.
I'm surprised at what I've seen.
Yeah.
Can I say that?
Yeah, I mean, look, is he going to be in the rookie sophomore game? I don't think so. You know what I'm saying? I think you have to, we can tap the brakes a little bit on the apologies.
You can make a case for him to be in that game.
That's not a great place to be. Oh, I can make a case for a rookie on this.
I wouldn't have picked him to make it. I'll tell you that.
Well, he's not going to. Anyway, yes, congratulations, Rudy Gay. In top 100, that's the big story today.
The top 100 scorer in NBA history.
They're leading.
Got into
say
it
that
last
way.
Night.
They
100.
Led, they led KJ&M with it this morning. Rudy Gay, ladies and gentlemen.
Now that, that is actually false.
That would be
hyperbole,
joke,
man.
Very good.
Rudy Gay has
well done,
broken
though.
Through.
Congratulations
in fact,
on that take.
This was the only thing that was ever actually important to Rudy Gay. Not winning, but being a top 100 NBA scorer. And they can never take that away from him.
Tayshaun Prince, we can all agree on, way more than Rudy Gay for this franchise.
Well, yeah, especially when you consider the the front office.
What he's still doing.
Post-career, yeah.
I think Rudy Gay needs to come back and do like a community initiative. I think he needs to apologize for some of the things he did.
He just buys old houses.
You know what I'm saying? Anyway, thanks for bringing that to our attention.
Sells them.
Jeff Calk is going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about Memphis basketball, about Grizz, all that and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis' sports station. Sports station.
92.9 ESPN from...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's see.
So we were talking about Rudy Gay, giving him his flowers. We have some more flowers that we need to give out to a scorer who has moved into a very important club. And that is Tyler Harris. Memphis guard Tyler Harris with 24 against Tulsa. Let's be honest, how many games they lose this year without Tyler Harris?
More.
Yeah, more is right, buddy. He has been their most important player, believe it or not. Certainly their best guard. And with 24 against Tulsa, he has now moved into the 1,000-point club.
How about that? He's already there?
He's already there. He is already there, which I would have never, I would have never in a million years. I mean, because look, April 2020, he's gone, man. Iowa State, he's out. And, he comes back as a walk-on. And, we talk about, he's probably going to play because, the way that I view the beginning of the Penny Hardaway era was that picture with A-Lo and Tyler Harris, when Penny was coaching one of his last games at East. Like, That's when the era of Penny, in my mind, started. So we know he loves Tyler, and he understands what he brings. Had no idea, could have never guessed in a million years that Tyler's role would be as big as it. I mean, it's so big that they would be sub 500 without him. I mean, that's the difference. They are a below 500 team this year without Tyler Harris. I mean, they don't beat Cincinnati without Tyler Harris. That's one. They don't beat Tulsa without Tyler Harris. Mm-hmm. That's two. Am I missing one? I'm sure there's another one in here where
he was big in the Alabama game, but I don't know. That was a blowout,
right?
But he was a big part of them playing so well,
right? But I mean, in terms of games they won but would have lost without him, I think those two jump off the page immediately.
Out.
It's amazing. It's a hell of a story. It is. It's a great Memphis Tiger basketball story.
Yep. It's funny. Whether it was Tyler Harris and folks in his own camp saying when he started coming out of Cordova, you shouldn't go to Memphis, or media folks like me, probably you included, John, who said after he transferred, well, don't come back to Memphis on a walk-on. Like, go somewhere else where you can get those last shots out of your college career because you might not play as a pro. Mm-hmm. Now, I will say there probably is some place for Tyler Harris overseas with the way he could shoot the ball. That said, you get the point. We're not talking about NBA, all of that. So, but it's always been what we think Tyler Harris should do,
yep.
Right? Or what his family thought he should do. Baylor was offering, well, at least that, Baylor offering 30 minutes a game as a freshman. Remember that? And we're all saying, no, don't come to Memphis. So Tyler's always heard what he should do. What a heck of a story, man, a guy who followed his heart.
Yep.
And probably would tell you when this book is written that he, you can tell it by the way he loves Memphis, that he made a mistake leaving for Iowa State. You know, that maybe the grass ain't always greener. Maybe that's the story he'll tell, maybe not. You know, maybe he was a guy who needed to see what it looked like on the other side to know, man, for me it's about being at home. But the great thing is Tyler Harris always followed his heart. Whether it was his own family or whether it was us, the media.
Yep.
And you got to have nothing but respect for that. That's
absolutely
why I've had him in that Respect Burger, you know, segment before because of that. This
yes.
dude's writing his own story.
Respect.
You know, what you say, be damned. He's going to do it his way, and you can't do anything again but respect it.
No, I think it's the quintessential beautiful Memphis story. You know, this is a kid that had real offers and wanted to be back here so bad that he was willing to do it. Without a scholarship promise. Now, I don't know if he's gotten one now. I don't know what I don't have the number.
Well, you can't change it in the middle of a year. That was always, when I was B-writer, that was always my understanding is that doesn't change,
he's
mid-semester.
He can get that Hope scholarship.
You ain't pulling scollies.
Right? You know what I'm saying? If he's from Memphis, he can get that Hope scholarship. I'm sure, you know, that $2,500.
But because of COVID, he's got one more?
I think so. I think that's the way it works.
All of them, dude, on the Lomax, all of them. Because of COVID, they all got one more? Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you come back and you go well over 1,000. It would seem.
I mean that's a perfect example of a young man that loves his school and loves his city. You know,
I would say he's the best Memphis story since Jeremiah.
Yes.
They're comparable because of what Jeremiah became.
Yeah, and Jeremiah went through a lot, right? I mean, Jeremiah went through three coaches,
yeah, everything else, roles changing.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a throw-in for Pastner in terms of. You thought you could maybe get some out of a two or three star.
Now, Pastner did steal him from, who was it?
LaTeX. It was White, wasn't it?
Mike White.
And Mincy.
Yep.
I want to say, I think Mincy was with him at that point.
So I think, you know, I give credit. Josh did see something there. You know?
Well, it was the Lawson brothers telling him he had to go get him after that All-Star game. I think it was a Jack Jones or something weird like that.
Oh, interesting.
He had been fantastic. And the guy they had, Aki's dude, Randall Brody.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe it was Dom McGee. One of them was not all that great.
I think they might have had both of those guys in the same class.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, or maybe McGee was a year later. I remember watching him at the
All-Star. Man, he ended up playing at three or four schools, didn't he?
Yes.
Dominic McGee ended up at Grand Canyon and a bunch of
other
places.
Southern Miss.
Yeah. What happened to him?
I just don't think it ever took off for him, Coach. That's just, you know, I don't think it ever really took off for him. And sometimes he was 2015. You know, sometimes that's just, that's the way the cookie crumbles.
The funny thing with Tyler was, you know, the coach that, figured out. Well, first, he figured out, I got to go after this kid, Tubby Smith. At one time, it said, Memphis kids don't grow up wanting to play for Memphis.
Yep.
This is a guy who, again, despite some own family members saying, go somewhere else, it ain't going to work out for you, wanted to play for his hometown school.
Play for Penny Hardaway.
And, you know, guys like that, that's what this program's been built on, to be real honest with you, in terms of some of its great, you know, greatest heights. I know Cal did it another way, and you can. That's obviously been shown, but the thing was built on, you know, Memphis blood. And so Tyler Harris right there with all of them in terms of how much it meant to him, you can tell. With every dribble of the basketball, it means more
definitely,
for Tyler.
Definitely good to see. All right, a huge name in NFL coaching has retired. So we'll get into that when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.